Welcome everyone to the Bhakti Sangha book, Mid Morning Class. Today's class is given by Her Grace Savitri Mataji. We are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 25, Chapter 21, verse Mataji. Please take over the call, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you, Anjana Gopika. Thank you everyone for joining us. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 25. Mumajnana Timirandasya Jnanan Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Vam Advaitam Savadrutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्रीराधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवयेव च Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Vasudevaya So, we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 25, and we are hearing about how the people of Varanasi were transformed by the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we are starting from the text number 21. Upadesha Luyakare Krishna Sankirtano Sarvoloko Hase Gayo Kare Nartano. As soon as people received instructions from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Thus everyone laughed, chanted and danced with the Lord. So in this chapter, we understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed the hearts of the residents, all the residents of Brajavasi, sorry, Varanasi, and they became Vaishnavas. Varanasi people became Vaishnavas. They were famous as the Mayavadis or impersonalist. They all became, Vaishnavas means became the devotees of Lord Krishna and accepted the devotional service for Lord Krishna. So in this particular verse we understand the effect of chanting. When you chant with full faith in Krishna, then definitely there will be some effects, right? A transformation. And what is the transformation? the people become jubilant. Everyone, devotees become happy, blissful. And in that ecstatic, consciousness, they laugh, chant, dance with the Lord. And similar descriptions we find in chapter 7 in Adilila, the effects of, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We may think that, yes, we've been chanting for so many years, but we don't experience much. Sometimes we experience, not all the time or much, like that. Total transformation, becoming maddened, or mad. Laughing, chanting, dancing, crying, like that. Many symptoms are there, but we do not experience. What is chanting, actually? Let's try to understand. And chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra means what? Means one must connect himself with the chanting. Unless we connect ourselves with Krishna, we cannot become happy. And we cannot experience. It's all about connection. Connecting with Krishna means connecting ourselves with chanting, hearing, with every limbs of bhakti, 9 processes of devotional service, as well as Krishna Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela, Abode, Dham. One must connect himself with the name, holy name, with the qualities of Lord, with the pastimes, hearing of the pastimes, with everything. Because we are energy of Lord. And without connecting ourselves with the energetic, how can we experience anything spiritual? We cannot become happy. Just like electricity, in the house, there are electrical lines, they are all over. But if it is not connected with the generator, it would not work. Electricity would not work. Must be connected with the generator. So we are energy of Krishna, and Krishna is the generator. Krishna is supplying the energy. We are energy. Tatastha Shakti. Energy must be connected or plugged in with the generator. Otherwise, we are like dead. No potency at all. Like toaster or blender, if it is not plugged in or connected with the powerhouse, it would not work. It's not, our spiritual life is not all about mechanics or skills. We may think, I need so many skills, so many knowledge, so many things. For success, actually, that is not. Simply we have to connect. We have to know how to connect ourselves with Krishna. Simply. It's not depending on any skills. To become the pure devotee, to become an ecstatic chanter, dancer, we have to be just simple-hearted devotees, fully connected with Krishna. Just like energy, means electrical energy, must be connected with that generator or powerhouse. So chanting of Hare Krishna is exactly like that. Connecting ourselves fully with Krishna. With full understanding, knowledge, right? Full awareness that who we are and who Krishna is, right? And holy name is Krishna, means holy name. There's no difference between Krishna's name and the person Krishna. And with that realization, when we chant, that is offenseless chanting, that gives this ecstatic experience and the effect, you know, because holy name takes charge of ourselves. The holy name takes the charge of the chanter, actually. So holy name makes the chanter laugh and dance and experience Krishna. So this is the point. And Mahaprabhu, same experience in 7th chapter of Lila. We are not going to repeat that because these points are described already in that chapter in a wonderful way, in an elaborate way. And we should read again the chapter 7 from Adi Lila about all these things. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admitted before his transformation that he became very much maddened while chanting. He could not stop himself chanting. And from Bhagavad Gita also we know one verse spoken by Sri Krishna that he says that I am the chanting. Beautiful verse, that is chapter 10, from chapter 10 and 25, he says that I am the chanting of the holy names, japa. He says that yajnanam japo yajnasmi, yajnanam japo yajnasmi. I am the chanting of the holy names, japa. So this chanting, sound vibration, or uttering the holy name is Krishna. Chanting is Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada says that of all the transcendental vibrations, Omkara represents Krishna. Of all sacrifices, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is the purest representation of Krishna. So this beautiful point Sri Krishna said to us, right? So japa is Krishna. With that understanding, if we chant, we experience that Krishna is fully present in his name. And Krishna, just like we surrender unto Krishna, so immediately also we surrender unto the holy name. And holy name takes charge of the chanter. Holy name allows us to chant holy name purely. Krishna has to allow us to experience the glories of holy name. Krishna has to allow, give us this facility. We are trying to remember Krishna, but when Krishna remembers us, then we are able to remember Krishna. When Krishna sees the world, then we can see the world. First is Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, Prime Person. We are followers of Krishna. First, Krishna has to do everything, then we follow. When Krishna sees everything, then we can see it. When Krishna remembers us, then we can remember him. So that's why we should be always humble before holy name, before Krishna, because he has to allow us to experience glories of Krishna, glories of chanting. He has to allow us to connect, to be connected with him. So in this way, holy name is Krishna. And when we chant offenselessly, we experience wonderful, wonderful rasa, joy, bliss, happiness. And it is also service to holy name. Holy name must be served properly, like that. Now, going to the next verse, 22. Prabhure pranato hoilo sunnashirogano Atmamuddhe Goshtikare Chhari Udhayana. All the Mayavadi sannyasis offered their obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then began to discuss his movement, giving up their studies of Vedanta and Mayavada philosophy. Beautiful point. See in the previous verse, that is 21. Beautiful point we heard. As soon as people received the instructions from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began to chant. Means we recipients of the holy name, this process of chanting the holy name, now from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We get the instructions also from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to chant and why to chant, everything, all the instructions we get from Mahaprabhu. That's why we should be always indebted to Mahaprabhu. And next, this 22nd says, all the Mahavadis offered their obeisances. So therefore, before chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we first offer our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva. It is essential to acknowledge his favor for us and to pray that, please allow me to enter into chanting. Please allow me to enter into chanting offenselessly so that I can please you as you have instructed us. That mood should be cultivated. So Mayavada sannyasis, they never thought that they would be servants of Krishna. No. That's why it is very dangerous philosophy. Mayavadis, they say, I am Narayan, you are Narayan, we are all ultimately same, supreme. There is no concept of being subordinate to the supreme, servants of supreme, devotees of supreme. So bhakti is absent. If we hear the Mayavada philosophy, the bhakti will disappear. Bhakti will disappear immediately. We will start thinking, I'm the supreme, I'm the enjoyer, like that. So Mayavadis, they never accept this point. Their philosophy is the jiva is Brahman, means supreme Brahman, same as supreme Brahman. Because the jiva has forgotten his swarupa, so he became a jiva. Actually, he is Brahman. Means Brahman has, supreme Brahman has forgotten that he is supreme, so he became jiva. And Maya, under Maya, he thinks he is jiva, ordinary jiva. Otherwise, I'm not ordinary jiva. I'm the same supreme. Tattvam asi. So therefore, Mahaprabhu warned us not to hear any Mayavada philosophy. So it is complete miracle. It's complete amazing thing that Mayavadi sannyasis, they became Vaishnavas. Not one or two, thousands of followers of Mayavada philosophy. Amazing thing. Means it cannot be done by any human being, actually. Only Supreme Lord can do this impossible possible or possible impossible. He did the impossible thing to possible, because by seeing the unhappiness of the devotees, Mahaprabhu decided to change the hearts of Mayavadi sannyasis. Later we will see more, hear more, that Tapan Mishra and Sanatan Goswami, Chandra Shekhar, and Maharashtra Brahman, many of the devotees, they were so unhappy and depressed because the sannyasis were criticizing Mahaprabhu and his chanting, dancing, his sankirtan movement. So Mahaprabhu understood that his devotees are very unhappy. So to make them happy, he decided to change the hearts of the Marabadi sannyasis. Lord loves his devotees so much. He says, I love my servants more than I love myself. This is Krishna, most amazing Krishna. Although he is supreme, but he is also hankering our love and intimacy. And he also wants the relationship with us. It's not one-sided at all. Holy name is also like that. Holy name is fully conscious person, Brajendra Nandan. Holy name is also looking forward to have a relationship, loving relationship with the chanter, with us. So Holy name can bestow his full mercy upon us. We all have the experience, right, that we sometimes, in our family or, in our surroundings or in our circle, we want to have some good relationship with someone or a sweet relationship, but the other person is not responsive. Other person is not inclined or interested. Although you have so much desire to have intimate loving relationship with the person, and although you want to shower your love, offer your love, share your love with the person, but the person is not willing to receive that or interested, so you cannot do it. Same thing is happening with us and Krishna. Krishna wants to give himself to us. He is always hankering, so we will hankering our presence with him, means association, our association with him, because we are all his family. But we are rejecting Krishna. We are not that interested. It's not that 2,000 Mahavadi sannyasis from Banaras, they became devotees. But Mahavadis are everywhere, throughout the planet. Mahavadis are everywhere. Very much Krishna or envious of Krishna. So when they became the sannyasi devotees or Vaishnavas, they're totally humble, totally surrendered. This character is so wonderful now to hear. All the Mayavadi sannyasis offered their obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they began to discuss his movements, giving up their studies of Vedanta Mayavada philosophy. Those things would not make us happy in any way. Only devotional service to Krishna with full faith will make us happy. Bhakti. Bhakti can make us happy. And bhakti begins with Shraddha, full faith, or full connection with Krishna. Bhakti is by rendering devotional service to Krishna, my life will be successful. That's it. One thing. And bhakti is the solution to all problems or problems. Bhakti is the only, when we have this deep realization, firm faith, that is called Shraddha. Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe. Shudrira nishchay. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hai. Mahaprabhu said that. This Shraddha is the foundation of bhakti. If Shraddha is not there, bhakti is not there. although we may follow so many rituals. We may do so many things, but the Shraddha is not there. Then we get frustrated, even chanting after chanting, feeling so empty or dry, or doing so many things, hearing scriptures, reading scriptures, but not feeling, you know, satisfied. Because Shraddha is not there. Where is in our Shraddha? In our material facilities. Material facilities. So Shraddha, this deep faith, is needed. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Ashraddha dhana purusha, dharmasya isa asya parantapa, apraptya mam nivartante, mrittu samsara matmani. Ashraddha dhana purusha, they never get the goal of life. They remain in the cycle of birth and death. They never attain Krishna. When we become Shraddha Dhana Purusha, then only we can perform pure devotional service and attain Krishna, Krishna Prema. And chanting is the prime process. How to increase this Shraddha? We hear all the time association with the elevated devotees. And in the purport of Bhagavad Gita, in that verse, Prabhupada gave two examples. Bhagavatam. That is, by watering the root of a tree, the whole tree is pleased. Or whole tree, all the parts of the tree are nourished. And by supplying food to the stomach, all the body parts become satisfied. Similarly, Krishna is our stomach, or Krishna is the root of all existence. So having faith in Krishna means I am feeding the stomach. I am watching the root of the tree. This faith is so important. With the faith, we perform our devotional service. Whatever Krishna says, that is absolute. Whatever Mahaprabhu says, that is absolute. There is no alternative. And Mayavadis, they gave up the studies of Vedanta, Mayavad philosophy, gave up other things. They also became pure devotees by following Mahaprabhu's process, chanting, dancing, and remembering Krishna. Actually, for the soul, this is so pleasing, because when soul is connected with Krishna, then soul is happy. It's all about connection. While chanting, we must connect ourselves with the chanting, right? Connecting with Krishna means connecting with his name, fame, pastimes, qualities, abode, his devotees, you know. Connecting with Krishna. Exactly, the energy should be connected with the energetic or the generator. So we are Krishna's energy. We must remain connected with Krishna, because he is the generator. We are energy. So this principle applies for everything. Right? So now story is going on. Now 23. Prakashanandiro shishya eko taharo samanu sabhamudde kahe prabhuro koriya sammanu. So now we are understanding. Everyone is so respectful to Sri Mahaprabhu and very grateful too. Very grateful. For what? For the gift of the chanting of holy name. For giving this knowledge that we are the parts and parcels of Krishna and servants of Krishna. We have eternal relationship with Krishna. And we are meant for Krishna's pleasure. By performing devotional service to Krishna, we become eternally happy. This information is so valuable that Mayavad Mayavadi philosophy, they have forgotten, and Mayavadi philosophers, Mayavadis, they became fully surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with so much gratitude. So Prakashananda Saraswati is one of the disciples. The translation, one of the disciples of Prakashananda Saraswati, who was as learned as his guru, began to speak in the assembly, offering all respects to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is now especially trying to glorify Sri Mahaprabhu for his gift, for his favor. Without having that, you know, feeling of gratitude, we cannot progress. As soon as we understand the value of the gift from the giver, we become humble, right? We become humble before the giver, before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, become really, really humble and grateful. If we are not realizing the value of his gift or favor, then we would not have that, you know, have that attitude. So he began to speak. Right now, their minds are focused on Mahaprabhu, not in other things. They gave up other processes. They are now fully absorbed in bhakti. Unless the heart is, free from material entanglement, sense of material enjoyment and sin, it is impossible to be fully ecstatically rendering devotional service to Krishna. Now their hearts and minds are only absorbed in Krishna, means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna focused on his instructions. So next, verse 24. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Hayo Shakshat Narayano Vyaso Sutriro Artho Karino Oti Monoramo. So he said Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead, Narayan himself. When he explains the Vedanta Sutra, he does so very nicely. Because Prakashananda Saraswati and his disciples are very learned, very scholarly people. They are the top scholars in the world at the time. So they understood that the way Mahaprabhu explained the Vedanta Sutra or Vyasa Sutra, it was impossible for any human being. So who is left? God. So the very, very qualified, disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati was speaking correctly, that he was the supreme personality of God and Narayan himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it was not possible for any human being to explain in that way, in a proper way, direct way. So the darkness of ignorance were destroyed by one person's instruction. And it was very hard or tough job for anyone to defeat them. So Mahaprabhu defeated them with shastric knowledge, logic, and also with his humility. And he allowed everyone also to realize that truth. Because he is supreme and he was so kind, he wanted to elevate their consciousness to the spiritual platform. He wanted, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that. Because he was requested by the devotees. And we know also that Mahaprabhu appeared to uplift the fallen in this age of Kali. Everyone is fallen, whether one is learned or not. We are all fallen. A Brahman is also fallen, or a Shudra is also fallen in this Kali Yuga. Everyone is fallen. Bereft of true knowledge, bereft of transcendental knowledge, we are full of ignorance, totally blind. So Mahaprabhu came to destroy our ignorance and bring us to the platform of spiritual reality. See the reality, your soul. See the reality, Krishna is supreme. See the reality, you are related with Krishna, connected with Krishna eternally, and you have forgotten your relationship with Krishna. That's why you are suffering here. Let's go back to Krishna. Krishna is waiting for us. So this information was given by Mahaprabhu also, favored by Mahaprabhu to realize the truth. Mahaprabhu favors us to realize the truth. We're absolutely in need of Mahaprabhu's favor. By just reading scriptures, we would not gain anything. We need his favor. And his favor, his mercy is flowing through the channel of disciplic succession. And Srila Prabhupada, in our time, modern time, he connected us with Mahaprabhu's favor. He became the medium of Mahaprabhu's favor for us. We became the recipients of Mahaprabhu's favor for us. I'm sure all of you will agree with me that without Prabhupada, we would not have been, connected with Mahaprabhu or Mahaprabhu's teachings or his favor, his mercy. Outside of the disciplic succession, it's hard to get the Mahaprabhu's, mercy. Somebody has to give us, means deliver us. So, Srila Prabhupada has delivered personally to everyone this Mahaprabhu's favor, mercy to us. He delivered. Because the mercy is flowing through the system, means the channel, like Madhvacharya, and then, our other acharyas and Srila Prabhupada. So it's amazing, very quick process. Yes, Mahaprabhu joined, things changed. So here, very rarely, people could realize Krishna as supreme. So far, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also like that. Rarely, when he was on this planet. He's Narayan. Everyone was attracted to him, of course, attracted to chanting. But when with the the good fortune awakened, then one can realize the identity of Supreme, because he was acting as the devotee of Krishna, so it was very difficult. To recognize that he was the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now that fortunate disciple of Sri Prakashananda Saraswati understood and declared. Also in the 7th chapter we know Prakashananda Saraswati also said that by seeing your effulgence, all pervading effulgence, I recognize you are Narayan. So he says, Supreme Personality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan himself. When he explains the Vedanta Sutra, he does so very nicely. And it is also true for us too, right? Vedanta Sutra is very difficult to understand, but through Mahaprabhu's points, explanations, it is really comprehensible by his mercy, by his favor. In this chapter, one special feature is there, that is Chatushtaki Bhagavat. Because it is a teaching of Mahaprabhu regarding Vedanta Sutra or Vyasa Sutra is similar in the chapter 7, Adi Leela. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, whatever he did not describe there, he is describing here. It is like more, points are here, more elaborate, Vedanta Sutra, which is, or Vyasa Sutra, is really, really difficult to make the point or to understand it. But through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanations, even us, we are so ordinary devotees, can really understand the main points. So 25, we are not going to explain much about these verses, because I found these verses are almost similar like the chapter 7, Adi Leela. 25. Upanishadero koreno mukharto vyakhanu shuniya pandita lokero jurai monokanu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the direct meaning of the Upanishads. When all learned scholars hear this, their minds and ears are satisfied. Yes, direct meaning means Brahma means Supreme Lord Krishna. Param Brahma. Shari Sarjya Bhagavan. In the word Brahman has been used in many places for describing many things, like Jiva sometimes is described as Brahman, and Supreme Lord also Brahman. So when generally we hear the Brahma, the word Brahma, we think just Brahma Jyoti, impersonal aspect of the Absolute Truth. But the direct meaning is that Krishna is Brahman. Everything is indicating about Krishna. So Mahaprabhu explained that in the 7th chapter, and Prabhupada also gave us wonderful, wonderful purports regarding this, in that Adi Leela chapter 7. And we should read that. So that's why Srila Prabhupada also did not write the purports here. The verses we are reading now, Prabhupada has not given any purports, because he has given elaborate purports on these points, in 7th chapter Adi Leela. So direct meaning is desirable, and direct meaning gives us the realization. Indirect meanings, not. Generally, we understand Upanishads are describing the Absolute Truth in impersonal way. Impersonal way means like he is Arup, he has no form. He is Nirgun, means he has no quality. It is not that. Krishna doesn't have any material qualities, but he has all spiritual qualities. He possesses everything. Sharai Sharja Purno Bhagavan is complete with 6 kinds of opulences. And he possesses the opulences unlimitedly. So, indirect meaning means impersonal. the just light, Brahma Jyoti. He has no qualities, no energy, potency. The just existence of God. Whenever there is the word written, given in Upanishads, Brahma means just existence, without any potencies, without any activities, without any feelings, right? Without any qualities. Now, past times, no. Just existence everywhere. But Mahaprabhu pointed out that Brahman means Sareshwarcha Bhagavan, that we are going to hear later. So by hearing that, all the learned scholars, they become so satisfied, because truth will satisfy our heart. That's the point. We are all searching about the truth. And after searching for many years, we arrive at Krishna. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti. Sa mahatma sudurlabha vasudeva sarvamiti. So when they heard, the learned scholars, then their minds and ears became satisfied. It is the same with us. If we remain connected during hearing, during chanting, during remembering, during any service, we'll experience that mind, intelligence, heart, ears, all become so satisfied and drenched with so much mercy. I feel deep peace inside. We feel deep calmness inside. Feeling so secured. Never we feel insecurity inside. If we're not connected with Krishna properly, we'll always have this feeling of insecurity. So, remaining connected means remaining under the shelter of Krishna. When we are under the shelter of Krishna, we are always happy and blissful, peaceful, experience that joy, happiness. So, going to the next, 26, Shrutra Upanishadaru. মুখ্যার্থ ছাড়িয়া আচার্য কল্পনা করে অগ্রাহ্য করিয়া না আগ্রহ করিয়া what I'm reading সূত্র উপনিষদের মুখ্যার্থ ছাড়িয়া আচার্য কল্পনা করে আগ্রহ করিয়া because it's late night translation. Giving up the direct meaning of the Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads, Shankaracharya imagines some other interpretation. Same thing, right? That disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati is speaking, right? And he is speaking about Mahaprabhu. That Shankaracharya gave us the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, which is known as Shariraka Bhashya. And by reading the Shariraka Bhashya, we do not understand anything. That's the point he's speaking. Because Shankaracharya did not give us any direct meaning purport. He gave us some imaginary purport. So he imagined some other kind of interpretation, indirect or covered, or not half true, not full truth, like that. Shankaracharya knew all the truth, but he interpreted in different way for a purpose, with a purpose that we know about it in the seventh chapter already from Adilila Mahaprabhu. Disclosed that, right? Revealed that. Again, that will be revealed over here. the Shankaracharya, the main point is Shankaracharya's commentary, you should not read. We should not read the interpretations of the Vedanta Sutra by Shankaracharya. That's the point. Because he gave up the direct meaning of Vedanta Sutra and Upanishad. That's the point. So, Mahaprabhu says everything, as a direct. Krishna is the center of all existence, and everyone has relationship with Krishna. Everything is related with Krishna, connected with Krishna. We cannot avoid Krishna. We cannot bypass Krishna. Because Krishna is our source. Our existence is rooted in Krishna. When one sees the connection of everything with Krishna, that means he's a yogi. He sees the truth, he feels the truth, he perceives the truth. He sees Krishna everywhere. He sees Krishna is everything. Till everything is not Krishna, Krishna is Krishna. So this wonderful philosophy is known as Achintya Bheda-Tattva. There is oneness and difference. And four key verses of Bhagavatam also, same thing pointing out. Like before the creation, I was alone existing, right? The material energy, living entity, energy, everything was inside me. During the creation, I'm there. I'm here. After the annihilation, I'll remain. So everything is coming from me, staying within me, and again merging into me. So devotees see everything through the eyes of Shastra, through the eyes of Krishna. So Vedanta Sutra is very wonderful Shastra for us. Prabhupada says, without understanding the Vedanta, imports of Vedanta Sutra, we cannot progress properly in spiritual life. And Mahaprabhu pointed out the natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu gave us this philosophy. Jiva Swarupahaya Krishna Nitya Dash, Krishna Tatastha Shakti Bheda Bhed Prakash. When Sanatan asked this question, why am I suffering so much? I'm suffering so much with three types of miseries. First, the solution. Mahaprabhu says, first understand who you are. You are, what is your Jiva Swarup? You are Krishna Nitya Dash. And you have forgotten Krishna. And not only you are Krishna's Nitya Das, eternal servant, you are energy of Krishna, and relationship is Bheda Bhed. You are one with Krishna and also different from Krishna. Your position is different. Your function is different. You are subordinate servant of Krishna. You are Krishna's Nitya. Without remembering these points, our miseries would not be gone. Means our misery, we would not be relieved from the miseries. Would not go away, would not be uprooted. Without understanding this point, Jive Sharupai, Krishnero Nitya Dash, Krishnero Tatastha Shakti, Bheda Bhed Prakash. So Vedanta Sutra is saying also the same point, Janmadhyasya Yataha. Everything is coming from Krishna and resting on Krishna. Merging into Krishna. And there's nothing beyond Krishna. Mattah paratram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. Mahi sarvamidam protam sutre maniganaiva. Gita is also pointing out that same. For a pure devotee, they do not know anything beyond me because I am ultimate truth. There's no superior truth than me, so nothing is beyond Krishna. So Mahaprabhu speak all those things, direct truth, you know. And Shankaracharya did not give the direct truth. So now the disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati is speaking point, you know, Shankaracharya gave up the direct meaning. It was in some imaginary interpretations. That's why we are stuck here. You're not progressing. How we understand that we are progressing? When the heart is really pacified from any hankering, heart is really satisfied, pleased, peaceful, and joyful, then you really understand that the bhakti is everything. Let me give myself more into bhakti. You progress more and more. So one more verse and then we'll finish. 27. Acharya kalpito arthe je pandito shune mukhe hayo hayo kare hridaye na mane. All the interpretations of Shankaracharya are imaginary. Such imaginary interpretations are verbally accepted by learned scholars, but they do not appeal to the heart. So when we ask, then we should compare the Sharirika Bhashya and Mahaprabhu's explanations. No, never. Whatever Mahaprabhu is speaking, just accept that. Then we are saved. If you try to read the Sharirika Bhashya, we'll be doomed. Mahaprabhu warned us. Good point. Mahajana, whatever Mahajana says, whatever Lord says, we have to accept that. Supreme Lord says that directly, that direct explanations of Vedanta Sutra or Vyasa Sutra, we have to just accept with full faith. Exactly like if I supply the food into the stomach, whole body parts will be happy and satisfied. There's no mistake, right? If I water the root of a tree, the water will go everywhere in the tree. There's no mistake, right? There's no doubt about it. Similarly, if I accept Krishna's orders and instructions, if I accept Mahaprabhu's instructions, explanations, order, then definitely will be benefited. We don't have to run for anything. So we should never try to read Sharirika Bhashya, because then our devotion, the devotional mentality or sentiment will disappear, evaporate. It is so confusing. So therefore, whatever we are reading now, we must accept. Because the learned scholars are speaking, all the interpretations of Shankaracharya was, imaginary. Such imaginary interpretations are verbally accepted by them. They were not feeling any satisfaction inside, but still, okay, all right, because we have joined, that group. So we must, remain, as followers like that. No. But inside they never accepted actually because they did not appeal to the heart. So that's the point. Very interesting chapter. This chapter is very, very interesting. And as we'll progress in this chapter, we'll have so many realizations. All right? So thank you, everyone. Thank you very much for hearing this class. Hare Krishna. Is there any question or comment here?
Very complicated.
Thank you so much for your association, Mataji. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, is there any question or comment to Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Mataji, koti 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 koti. Gurudev ki jai. For all of us,
Dandavat pranam.
Because of working today, not able to hear your lecture, but yeah, after some
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything. Oh, you know, voice is so, you know, breaking. I didn't hear anything, actually.
Mataji, today I miss your 25 minutes lecture, but I will hear when I reach at home at 6 o'clock. Mataji, can you please sing Vaishnav bhajan for all of us? Dandavat pranam, koti koti dandavat pranam. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Jai Shri Radhe.
Oh. Okay, I can sing, but is there any question or comment here before that? Okay. One small...
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Oh. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Dandavat Pranam, thank you for the beautiful class. And thank you for reminding us that in order to be truly happy, we have to really take our devotional service seriously and truly practice. So thank you. Thank you for that. Haripo.
Yes. Yes. As we have the full faith that by supplying the food to the stomach, full body will be healthy, happy. Similarly, by rendering devotional service to the Supreme Lord, I'll be happy, healthy. You know, this faith we must have. Yeah. Yes. Our connection with Krishna through devotional service will make us happy. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, small bhajan. Jaya Jaya Jagannath Shachira Nandan Sribhuvana Kare Jan Charuna Bandhan Jaya Jagannath. Are you hearing?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. Jaya Jaya Jagannath Shuchiro Nandana Tribhuvano Kare Jar Charuno Bandhana Nila Chale Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dharo Nadiyana Gare Dando Kamandalo Kalasu Jaya Jaya Jagannath Shachiro Nandana Tribhuvano Kare Jar Charano Bandhana Keho Bale Pura Vete Ravana Bodhila Gomukira Vai Bavalila Prakasha Karila Jaya Jaya Jagannath Shachira Nandana Tribhuvana Kare Jar Charano Bandhana. जय जय जगन्नाथ सचिरानन्दन त्रिभुवन करे जार चरण वंदन जे गौर से कृष्ण से जगन्नाथ वासुदेव घोष कहे कुरी जर हाथ वासुदेव घोष कहे कुरी जर हाथ जी गौर से कृष्ण से जगन्नाथ जी गौर से कृष्ण से जगन्नाथ जय जय जगन्नाथ सचिरानन्दन त्रिभुवन करे जार चरण वंदन हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरि बोल
वंडरफुल माताजी वेरी नाइस हरे हरे कृष्णा थैंक यू
आई लव दिस
माताजी ब्यूटीफुल
थैंक यू एक्चुअली आई थिंक आई हैव मिस्ड वन स्टैंजा बट स्टिल
कृष्ण माताजी
Yeah.
I have one question. Can I ask?
Yes.
Yes. So then this song, it starts like Jai Jai Jagannatha Sachidananda. So then it's referring to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is the son of Jagannath, Mishra and Sachimata. Is that the meaning, or somebody says it? He's just referring to Jagannath. Well, there's no difference, but still. Both.
You're right. Both are correct.
Yes.
Because he is famous as Sachinandan, right? We always glorify Lord Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. Rarely we say Jai Jagannath Nandan. So, Sachinandan is Mahaprabhu, also he is Jagannath. And he is in Nilachal, also in Nadia, and also he appeared as Lord Ram. Yes.
Will it be like in a Gurgoin Maharaj's one book, small, you know, class that he had given? So, it is Jagannath missing Radharani. He's Krishna.
Yeah.
And it's this bow is the Jagannath's form is this bow that he's missing Radharani. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is missing Krishna.
Yes.
So this is what I have heard, so that's why I just wanted to.
Yes, it has so deep meaning. Deep. And rasa. And rasa. So that's why just first line, I feel so much attached. Means I'm so much attracted. Just the one line, first line. Jaya Jaya Jagannath Sachinandan. Tribhuvan Kare Jar Charana Bandhan. Just go on whole day. Jaya Jaya Jagannath Sachinandan. Tribhuvan Kare Jar Charana Bandhan. Because in one line, Jagannath, name of Jagannath, and Sachinandan. So your point, as you know, Srila Guru Maharaj said, Jagannath is attracted to Sachinandan, and Sachinandan is attracted to Jagannath. Mood. Jagannath is Krishna's, in the mood of Krishna, attracted to Sachinandan, but seeing Sachinandan as Radharani, and Sachinandan is Krishna, but in the mood of Radharani, is attracted to Jagannath. He is looking at Jagannath from Radharani's, point, you know. He's playing the role of Radharani, I am Radharani, and looking at my beloved Krishna. So, Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachidanandana. This line, you can just go on really singing. That's why many of the stanzas I forget, just this line and go on.
Yes, very deep.
Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachidanandana Tribhuvana Kari Jaya Charano Bandhana. Can we imagine our good fortune? We are talking about personal life of Lord. He is very, very deep, loving feeling, conjugal feeling. Oh. Are we qualified for that? No, not at all. Mahaprabhu's feeling. conjugal feeling. Oh, Mahaprabhu's feeling. What to do? Mahaprabhu is giving us the nectar. What to do? Just drink? That's it?
Yes. Then all we have to do is
drink the nectar and become crazy and mad like Mahaprabhu. Mad after Krishna, crazy. Yes, thank you so much, Mataji, Kamatike Mataji, for bringing up this point. It's so wonderful.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for singing and explaining. So nice. And then whole day we can sing in the first line only. So nice, Mataji.
Yeah, and meditate.
Nice. Thank you. Anybody have anything
of senior Vaishnava, Anjana Gopi?
Okay, yeah, Mataji's blessing.
They make our day.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji.
Just remember, Mahaprabhu's eyes are fixed on Jagannath's eyes, face, and Jagannath's eyes are fixed on Mahaprabhu. Life is successful.
That's why he stopped the chariot, the rat.
Yeah. Yes.
And he went in the back of the rat chariot. He was.
Yes.
And there is also explained Jagannath, Mahaprabhu is asking Jagannath, are you remember me?
That's true.
Jagannath stopped chariot, his rathi, and he wouldn't move, no matter what he did. Then as soon as Lord Chaitanya came in front and rolled down the road.
Right. Yes.
Very wonderful.
Very, very wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for reminding this song, Mataji. Since long time I didn't sing. But thank you so much, Mataji. It's so good.
Thank you, all of you. Thank all of you. Thank you, Brinda Gopika Mataji. She requested. Although I'm not a singer or whatever.
Mataji, can you please send in the Bhakti Viksha group this bhajan, Mataji?
Huh?
Can you please send in a group, Mataji?
Oh, sure. I'll send. Yes, sure.
Learn from Bhakti Charu Maharaj when they came in Shri Radha Gopinath temple, Mataji.
Oh, very good. Yes.
I think he is a Bengali, so he sing in Bengali lehka.
Yeah, Vaishnava songs. Yeah, he is my Gurudev. Spiritual master.
Oh, Radharani ki.
Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. But I'm most unworthy disciple, no doubt about it.
Mataji is also from Bengal. Calcutta, Bengal.
Mataji. So that's why when you hear her, when I hear you chanting these verses, you see, just so karna priya hota hai.
Unki jo Mataji, when you explain the Leela Mataji, the lehka, can you please explain Komadi ki Mataji? That is touch to heart, Mataji.
Well, yeah. Well, as we progress, Mahaprabhu reveals, you know, Mahaprabhu inspired Komadi ki Mataji. As in the beginning, the class we discussed, right? Mahaprabhu has allowed us to taste. Mahaprabhu gives this facility to taste the, to relish the rasa.
Yes,
and so we can progress. It's all Krishna's pleasure, means favor, Mahaprabhu's favor.
Yes, Mataji.
That's what I say, that is in causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah.
He just wanted to give everyone. That's what he did. Just to open the storehouse, broke open.
That's it. We are instruments. That's it.
Komadi ki Mataji, explain in English what is called lahika.
Lahika means the flavor, the rasa, the pleasure.
Yes, from the within, from heart it comes out.
From core of
From core of your heart it comes out. You're very like, you're very happy and you want to just explain it and it just comes out. And you cannot change. Like in a speech is later. It's where you cannot exactly, in the, like Prabhupada also explained in the Sanskrit all these words. Like in dharma. Dharma is cannot be described in English. They don't have equivalent word. So either like all these words are certain words that they, we cannot have equivalent, cannot explain it. We can understand it, but I don't know, I cannot explain it. It is.
The excitement, you know, like that. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you so much, Mataji. The song Mataji was asking Komadi ki Mataji, Jai Jai, Jagannath Sachiranandan. Yes, it also explained about Mahaprabhu, yes, Sachiranandan. Both, that's what you were telling.
Yeah.
He goes, he Krishna, say Jagannath.
Yes.
Yeah. He goes. Jai Krishna, Jai Jagannath.
Yes. Okay. Jai Krishna, Jai Jagannath. Like that, Bhakti Charumara is singing.
Jai Gaur. First one is Jai.
Jai Gaur, Jai Krishna,
Jai Krishna. Now, first one is Jai, then Sei Sei. Jai Gaur, Jai Krishna, Jai Jagannath.
Yes, Mataji, please.
Whoever is Gauranga, whoever is Gauranga, he is Krishna, he is Jagannath. Jo Gaur hai, wahi Krishna, wahi Jagannath. Wo bolte na Hindi mein. Jo Krishna, jo Gauranga Mahaprabhu hai, wahi Krishna hai, wahi Jagannath hai. To Jai Gaur, Jai Krishna, Jai Jagannath.
Jai nahi hai.
Wahi.
Yes, Mataji, you are right.
All right.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for your association. Please.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your association. Vacha kalpataru vyascha, tripa sindhu vahi vacha, patita nam.